He testified at a Senate hearing this morning, insisting that he has not, quote, had any discussions with President Trump, nor has he taken any direction from him on the issue of those taxes. Mnuchin recently rejecting a demand from a House committee to release several years of Trump's personal and business tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for today, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Chance of showers tonight with a low around 51. Thursday, tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high near 71 and a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. on Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 56. It'll be partly sunny on Saturday with a high near 73 and partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 74. And it is currently 62 degrees.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I want to thank Jeannie Murphy, who did a fantastic lead into my show. She does sells Weikert, so if you're interested in selling your home or buying a home, contact Jeannie Murphy at Weikert in Flemington. So I want to give her a plug. She gave me a plug. Anyway, so today I'm going to be talking about parenting skills. It is National Parenting Preparedness Month. I think that's what it's actually called. And just to also let you know, as your host, Ruth Altamura Roll, I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I've been a counselor for 35 years, I guess, about that amount of time. I do have a small practice here in Flemington. I've been in private practice 20 years. And before that, I worked in the drug and alcohol field, where I would say there's a lot of parenting needs that happens in the drug and alcohol field. But in general, I think it's a good thing to brush up on our parenting skills. So often, part of what happens is we grow up, we have parents, we decide that we are going to do some of the same things our parents did, or we decide that some of the things our parents did didn't work for us, so we decide we're not going to do that. And we really don't do a whole lot to educate ourselves on what healthy parenting looks like. So often, and I find this many, many times, that clients want to be friends with their children. They don't need friends. Children need parents. The other thing is that they don't want their children to get angry They don't want their children to feel bad. They don't want their children to miss out on anything. And they also have issues with, I'm going to say, triangulation, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later, but it's where a child will kind of come in between parents and the parents are not working together as a team. So there are many things that we need to know about parenting. And sometimes people will ask me, well, do you have any children? And my response to that is, well, I never gave birth, but I've had many children. My brother is 10 years younger than I am, so I remember changing diapers and bottle feeding him and burping him and all of those, giving him a bath. And I have a stepson who came into my life when he was 11, so I have that experience also. And I think a lot of times as a counselor, I find that I do some parenting. And so that's another piece of it. I will also just want to say that this topic with Mother's Day just on Sunday is also apropos because mothers do a lot of parenting. But we need fathers as well. Both together are really important. And we are living in a society that is marginalizing men. Single parent mothers are on the rise. And it's actually not healthy for the children. So we have had tons of research on what makes good parenting. There was a new study that studied 2,000 parents to determine which skills were the most important for happy, healthy, and successful kids. One of the things that I mentioned just a few moments ago is the relationship that you have with your spouse. Now, if you are divorced or a single parent, it is important that you still co-parent. Children need to have both a mother and a father, a mother and father figure, I will say that. And when you have that set up, you work together as a team. So we don't argue in front of our children in terms of, well, I think it's okay they go out with their friend. Well, I don't want them to go out with their friend. Well, I think it's okay. We don't do that, okay? Because what it does is the child sits there and says, well, if I ask Dad, Dad'll say yes. I'm not going to ask Mom. Mom will say no, or vice versa. So I'll ask Dad. Then, well, Dad said I could do it. Next thing you know, the parents are arguing, and kid gets to do whatever he wants, or she. And it's unhealthy parenting. You may not agree with the answer that your spouse or significant other gave your child, but you need to back each other up and have that discussion at a different point. My suggestion always for good parenting is say no. Say no. It's easier to go back and say, you know what, your mom and dad, we discussed it, and it's okay that you go to the movies with your friend. But at first, if you say yes, and then you discuss it and go back and say no, you're creating all kinds of problems for yourself. So it's really best to say no first, consult with the other parent, and then come together for an answer. Even if you say, you know what, let me check in with your dad, or let me check in with your mom, let me just make sure. I'm not going to say yes right away, because I want to make sure that, you know, we're on the same page as parents. Parenting often is a huge issue that brings couples into counseling because they disagree on parenting styles. And learning some good parenting skills is really, really important. So the thing that's on the top of the list, which may come as no surprise, is showing that you have a good relationship with your partner, that you work together, and that you show love and affection. So that showing love and affection to your child is really important. There's physical affection and there's quality time. So physical affection are hugs and kisses and back rubs and those kinds of things. And then, of course, that one-on-one quality time, reading, playing a game, going for a walk, being together, watching a movie together, those kinds of things are really important. One of the largest organ that we have is our skin. And the thing that our skin requires is touch. So when we don't touch our children, we don't hug them, pet their head, kiss their cheeks, those kinds of things, it's actually harmful for them. They need that touch. I know it's an old study, but the rhesus monkeys, two caged moms, one is covered in a carpet, one has a bottle. The monkey would go to the one for the bottle to get to eat, but hung out with the one that had the carpet for the touch and the comfort and the warmth. And that is really an important thing, to have that, that aspect of physical communication with your child. The next thing that's really important is stress management. Now, stress management for yourself and for your child. So, as parents, we get really stressed out. We have homework. We have our own jobs. We may be a stay-at-home mom, and we have all that housework. We may be a homeschool parent. We may have two or three children, activities. There's so much. There's so much being a parent. So that the positive thing of managing stress is getting yourself organized, knowing your boundaries, knowing your limits, sometimes saying no. We're just, you know what? We're just not going to do that. We're going to stay home. Stress management. Sometimes parents have their kids involved in music, sports, two kinds of sports, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, 4-H, church activities, or some kind of a Sunday school activity. Basically, what I'm saying is every single day there is an activity. You got to get home from school, get your homework done, run over here, run over there. It's too much. If you're feeling stressed out as a parent, then your child is feeling stressed out. And so stress management is about learning again. You know what? We're only going to do two extracurricular activities. You may want to do 100, but we're only going to do two. That's all we're going to manage. And the more children we have, we may say only one each, because it is about stress management. It's important to do things like learn how to relax, do deep breathing, promote some meditation, some quiet time. Incorporating prayer into your family is a time for quiet and reflection. These things are important to manage stress and have relaxation techniques. The earlier you teach your children how to manage stress, the better they will be able to manage stress as they get older. One of the things that is happening is our children are showing signs of depression and anxiety earlier and earlier. They're not born stressed out. We, as adults, stress our children out. We don't give them time to go out and run around and play. They sit with their gadgets all the time, and it's not healthy. So stress management is really second on the list of importance. The next thing is relationship skills. So if I can't manage my stress very well and I'm not getting love and affection, I'm not going to be all that good with relationships. And it's really important to, first of all, demonstrate to your children a healthy relationship with your spouse, partner. Very important to do that, so that you need to work on your own relationship, the way you communicate with your spouse, your significant other, the way you co-parent. This is really important. So the way you manage your relationship, you are modeling that to your children. So they're going to sit and observe how mommy and daddy fight, how mommy and daddy resolve issues. Do they hold hands? Are they supportive of each other? And it's also teaching your children how to communicate. So communication is such a core issue around parenting and relationship. So if you are struggling with communication, it's really important that you learn how to communicate appropriately. So one of the things that I talk about with couples all the time is right at the first session, how to communicate in a appropriate way. So communicating, we tend to think of as speaking, but that's only one little part of communicating. The actually more important part is listening. So when we communicate, I may have something to say, I also want to be heard. And you have something to say, and you want to be heard. So it's really important that we learn how to listen. So when we listen, we are not coming up with something to reply. We don't want to rebuttal. We don't want to finish the sentence. I'm just listening. And then the next part that's really important, which a lot of people struggle with, is reflecting back. And reflecting back with empathy. So what does that mean exactly? So empathy means I can see how you might feel that way. I may not always understand it, but I could see this is your perception. This is how you feel about the situation. I'm not here to listen to fix it. I'm listening to support you, to reflect back, to hear what you're saying. Your perspective means a lot to me. How you feel about the situation, it means a lot to me. So in that form of communication, I'm actually putting what you're saying at first a little bit in front of what I need to say. So the first thing is, in speaking and communicating, I need to use an I statement. I feel or felt when and because. I felt very frustrated on Monday when I was with my mother at the doctor, because my mother does not have a lot of patience. And so that's why I felt frustrated. So my saying that, okay, you're reflecting back, listening to me, would sound something like, okay, so what I'm hearing you say, Ruth, is that you felt frustrated on Monday when you were with your mom. Is that correct? I'd say, yeah, that's correct. So when we are talking with children, we really want to do the same thing. So what I'm hearing you say, Billy, is that you felt really frustrated on the playground because Susie was not fair in the game. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. Or, Susie, I hear what you're saying, that you're really angry because we said you couldn't go to the movies with your friends. Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. Okay? So validating a feeling is really important. The next thing that's really important also in both communication, relationships, and the next step is actually autonomy and independence. So in good parenting, we want to teach our children to be autonomous, self-reliant, and independent. So that means that we have to give them some good coping skills. So going back to the feelings, I don't necessarily want to make my children feel good. I don't want to make them feel bad either. I'm not going to use bad language or tell them they're stupid or tear them down. That's not acceptable. It's saying, okay, I know you feel really angry that you can't go to the movies with your friends. It's okay that you're angry. That doesn't mean that you get to go. It means you get to go, maybe in your room. You could journal about how angry you are. You could draw a picture about being angry. You could punch your pillow. There's things that you could do to deal with your anger. My letting you go to the movies right now, still not going to happen. Okay, so I have to keep my boundary, my limit as a parent, and I have to teach my child how to be disappointed. I have to teach my child how to be angry. I'm going to give them good coping skills so that when I begin to treat my child with respect and encourage them to handle their feelings and I give them tools on how to handle their feelings, they are going to become more self-reliant, self-sufficient. On top of that, it is also giving your children chores. So, yes, Johnny, I know you're really angry. You don't want to clean out the dishwasher. However, you need to clean out the dishwasher because you're also learning how to be an adult. Someday when you're living on your own, you're going to have to clean out the dishwasher. So this is my teaching you. You have a chore. This is your responsibility, okay? So autonomy and independence also includes teaching our children how to be responsible. I know you don't want to do your homework. However, this is the assignment you've been given, and you have to do it even though you don't want to do it. You have to clean the kitty litter even though you don't want to clean the kitty litter. You have to make your bed even though you don't want to make your bed. It's okay not to want to make it. It's okay to feel frustrated by it. It's okay to say, I really want to play a game instead. That's okay. I understand that. Yeah, you want to play a game instead. Make your bed, then play the game. So that we're teaching our children to be independent, self-sufficient, self-reliant. Now, you can actually go online and Google age-appropriate chores. Because you don't want to give a five-year-old the chore of vacuuming a living room. But a five-year-old can do many things, can put their toys away, can put some of their clothes away, should be able to collect the garbage from the house, put the dishes in the sink. There's a lot of things a five-year-old can do. As they get older, you start having them do more complicated tasks. But the reality is, as a parent, our job is not to be their friend. Our job is to be their parent, to teach them how to live independently from us. So when they're an adult, they can be on their own, self-reliant, self-sufficient. And we do this with respect. So yes, you know, I'm not going to say, well, what are you crying about? That's not useful. Well, you don't have any reason to be angry. Well, yeah, you have a reason to be angry. You're angry because you don't want to do this thing. You're angry because you're disappointed that you can't go over somebody's house or you can't play a game right now. You're angry because one of the things that we do in our family is we limit time on gadgets. Why? We want to work on our relationship skills. We want to build empathy. We want to come up with healthier ways of managing stress. And we want to give each other love and affection. See, these things are really important. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few minutes with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altemir Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So just a little information about myself. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I have a small practice in Flemington, and my website is www.altarolecounselor.com. That's altarolecounselor.com. You can go on that website and find out all different kinds of things that I do as a counselor. I work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, addiction issues, someone who may have an addict in their family, grew up in a home where there was addiction dysfunction, or themselves in early recovery or needing to get into recovery from addiction. In addition, I also do obsessive compulsive disorder counseling, post-traumatic stress disorder counseling, grief and loss, anger management, and couples counseling. So I offer those things. And you can follow me on Counselors Chat, and you can go on Facebook, Counselors Chat, look at some of the other shows that I've done in the past. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so the first show in May is about mental health. Last week I did a show on depression and anxiety, and you can see other shows that I've done. In addition, I also have on my website, shows are posted, so you can go there and see some of the other shows that I've done. I'm also on LinkedIn as under Ruth Altamura-Roll Counselor, and I have a webpage, Ruth Altamura-Roll Counselor, and the Altamura, A-L-T-A-M-U-R-A, it's hyphen, capital R-O-L-L. So I will be back in just a few moments after one more message for Counselor's Chat.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. Again, I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling, nationally certified and licensed, and I do Counselor's Chat to provide education and also to help remove the stigma for people who may want to seek out some counseling. And I'm talking today about parenting skills and the importance of having some good parenting skills. One of the things that I said at the beginning of the show a little bit is about something called triangulation. And that is where you've got mom over here, and you've got dad over here, and you've got the kids down here, and the kids play mom and dad against each other. Okay, so you got there. You got that triangle. The idea or the ideal situation is when you have a T. So mom and dad work together as a team, and the kids can't split them. Okay. So what that means is that if I want something, I go to mom and I say, let me just double check with your father or vice versa. And I know my husband knows we're working together as a team. Now, we may disagree, but that's not what we're going to show our child. Okay, so I may say, yeah, bedtime is okay, 9 o'clock. Husband might say bedtime is at 8 o'clock. So when dad says you need to get in bed, it's 8 o'clock, and you come to me and go, mom, go, you know what? Your dad said 8 o'clock. I may not agree, but we as the adults, as the parents, need to work that out, okay, so that we are on the same team. And just to go over a few things that I've already talked about in terms of the important things about parenting, remember you are not to be, you can be a friendly parent, but not a friend. Your job is to parent. So that means that you are going to have some boundaries and some limits. You're going to have some rules in your house. You're going to say 2 hours of gadget and TV time, go outside and play. Eat your vegetables. There's things that you're going to do as a parent because your job is not to be a friend. They have friends at school. You have to provide love and affection to your children. Very important. You need to let them know that they are accepted for who they are. Okay? You spend some one-on-one time with them, quality one-on-one time. You give them hugs and kisses and rub their backs when they're going to sleep at night, rock your babies, those kinds of things. Teach your children how to reduce stress for yourself. Learn how to reduce stress and for your children. Again, limit activities. Don't have an activity every single night of the week and on weekends. Make sure you have home time, family time. Very important. Learn how to do deep breathing, let's go for a walk, let's do some meditation, those kinds of things. I'm gonna teach you how to relax, how to calm down, how to focus. We're gonna practice some mindfulness techniques. Relationship skills, well, you know what? Co-parenting, I'm going to be modeling relationship skills. So when my children watch my husband and I argue, we're going to know that we are modeling. They're watching us. So calling each other names, being demeaning, those kind of things, that it doesn't work in your relationship and it's not good role modeling. So you need to have effective communication skills, which I talked about. I'm going to use I statements. I'm going to say how I feel. I am going to listen to what you're saying. I'm going to reflect back with empathy. Okay, so empathy means I can see that you're really hurt. I can see you're really angry. I see you're really frustrated. I don't say get over it. That doesn't work. I validate. I see this is how you're feeling, and I will do that with my children. So I see you're really angry that you cannot do this. I see you're really frustrated with your homework. I see you're really stressed. I could see this is really difficult for you, and you're feeling really stressed right now. So my job as a parent is to say, okay, well, let's do some deep breathing. Why don't we just do a little quiet time? Let's just meditate for. Let's go outside and run around for 5 minutes, and then come back in and let's tackle the problem again. Okay, so I'm teaching stress management. It also is about teaching my children how to be self-sufficient, self-reliant, and teaching them with respect. So I'm not going to call them, "Well, that was really stupid. What are you, lazy?" Those things don't help. All that does is it teaches our children how to have negative self-talk. So it's important that you give your kids age-appropriate tasks at home. They feel part of the family. This is, you know, we're a team. We all do this together. We're going to clean the house. You get to run the vacuum. I'm going to dust. You're going to clean the bathroom. Dad's going to take the garbage. I mean, we all are working together. This is a team effort. Same thing, dinner time. You know, we're going to all be in here. You're going to set the table. You're going to make the salad. I'm going to be at the stove. You know, Dad's helping dry some things off. Like, we're just working as a team, supporting each other, and teaching our children to be self-sufficient, self-reliant. Very important. Moms, if you have an 18-year-old and you're doing their laundry and changing their sheets and cleaning their room, you got to give that task to them. They're young adults now. It's really time for them to learn how to be self-reliant. Education and learning is really important as a parent. Promote and model learning and provide educational opportunities. We're going to watch a documentary. We're going to go to a museum. We're going to go on a road trip and go to a battlefield or go to the library and learn something. So we are going to promote education. We are going to create a window of time for learning, reading, participating with each other in something that might be interesting, going on a hike, going to some old, like Clinton has the Red Mill has a little village behind there. We're going to go there and learn some history. We're going to learn a language together. We're going to learn about a country together. There's things that we can do, and as a parent, our job is to make it interesting and fun, because we are teachers. We are parents, and we are teachers. We are going to encourage our children to learn, and it's not based on the grade. What are you learning? And be interested. What are you learning in school today? I am interested in what you're finding interesting and what you're learning, because I think it's fascinating. I also want to model learning, so I'm going to show interest in what not only what you're doing, but I'm interested in things, and I'm always learning new things. It's really important that you teach your children life skills. So life skills is to provide for your child, and you demonstrate that. So we go to work, we provide for them, show them, you know, clean, organized living, that we have a steady income so they feel safe, and that we help them plan for their future. Now, that doesn't mean that I have to make sure that Johnny goes to college. But what I want to do is say to him, well, you know, what do you think you'd like to do when you grow up? Well, what are you interested in? Well, I don't really know. Well, you know what, why don't we go and check some things out? Let's go to a farm and see what happens at a farm. Let's go to a factory, see what happens in a these are learning activities, but they're also developing life skills. Why don't you go with Dad to the office? You know, there's so many things that we can do. You know, why don't you tell me what your teacher does all day? So maybe someday you want to do that. Let's go to a hospital, okay? And just check out what goes on in a hospital. So you provide information to your child so that they can start thinking about, I don't know, what is it that I want to do? Plan their future. Really important. It's important also as a parent to learn how to manage their behavior. The best place to start is managing your own behavior. So the way you talk to your child and the way you treat your child, the way you discipline your child is really important. So if I am using negative words and I'm saying bad things to Mikey, you're stupid, you're no good, you're lazy, I am demonstrating poor behavior management. If my child is watching me yell and have an ugly argument with my significant other. If my child is watching me stand in the mirror and go, oh my God, I'm so ugly, okay? I am demonstrating that behavior to my child. So it's really important to make an extensive use of positive reinforcement. To punish your children or discipline is a method that tends to fail sometimes. But I do believe that consequences are important and that we can have good consequences as well as not so good consequences. Positive reinforcement does tend to help people manage their behavior better. So a reward works better than a punishment. But the thing that I like about the word discipline is I don't mean to go stand in the corner, though sometimes the timeout is important. So I want you to just sit here and I want you to calm down and be quiet. As a parent, I may need to give myself some time out. I feel myself getting stressed. I could hear my voice getting louder. You know what? I'm going to go and sit down. I'm going to give myself a time out so that I could talk to you in a way that's going to be productive and not destructive. But discipline is also about things happen in a particular time in a particular way. We have a routine. So the discipline is at night. We pick clothes out. We get our book bags all lined up and filled with everything we need. We got sandwiches made for tomorrow, and everybody's got their sandwich bag or however you're going to do it. It's in the refrigerator with their name on it. It's all organized. We do it every night. That's what we do. So that we have a routine, and it's disciplined. This is what we do. This is how we do it. In the morning, everybody gets up. Have breakfast, brush your teeth, get dressed for school, grab your stuff, run out for the bus. Discipline. When you get home, you get to have a snack. You get to play for half an hour, 45 minutes. Then you have to do homework. You have to help with dinner. Discipline. We're not going to go over 2 hours on gadgets. Maybe during the week you have even less time to do those gadgets and games. Because it's a week. On the weekend, you have a little more freedom. So we manage time for our children, and we maintain it. It's disciplined. It's routine. There's a little game that you can play. I mean, I think in terms of managing behaviors, you know, having a star chart is a good thing. You can have a game where you use little like poker chips or beans or something like that at the beginning of the week. You get 15 beans. You get to buy more beans depending upon your behavior and how well you get a chore done, how well you get your homework done. And at the end of the week, now you started with 15 beans. You've got 30 beans. That gives you an extra hour of TV, an extra hour on your gadget. Of course, you have to give me those 30 beans, but you know what? You didn't get your chore done. You gave me a hard time. Now I'm taking, you know, you're losing some of those beans. So the child begins to say, I know there's things I need to earn so that I can have more playtime, sleepover, whatever it is that's going to happen. So that's some behavior management. It's important to model a healthy lifestyle and good habits. So that means proper nutrition, exercise, sleep, limited time on gadgets, going to the doctor, making sure that your children are aware that taking care of their health is having a healthy lifestyle is important, very important. And the best way to do that is to model it. You know, if you say to your kids, no, you have to eat your vegetables, and dad says, I don't eat vegetables. Dad, you're going to have to eat vegetables if you want your kids to eat vegetables. Why does dad get to have that and I can't? Okay. Another thing that's really important, and we are at a crossroads with this in our country, is religion. So supporting your children's spiritual welfare to develop a spiritual life, to participate in spiritual and or religious activities is very important so that your child has a healthy adult life. So spiritual is about connection. So how connected are you with yourself, with another person, with the world around you? I will say that I do promote prayer and meditation, and I do promote a belief in a higher power, but I'm not going, I can't force it. For anyone who's listening, I do think that is an important thing. Little saying, a family prays together, stays together. But my job is not to promote any particular religion. However, to teach your children the importance of being spiritual, caring for, having concern about, having empathy towards, recognizing that there is something greater than themselves is really an important thing. It's as important as providing good nutrition. So that we have to take care of our children's spiritual well-being. Years ago, when I was working at Crawford House, we had a videotape by Melody Beattie, who was very head promoter, it's not the right word, of teaching about codependency. I believe she wrote the book Codependent No More, but she had a video that I used to play on codependency. And one of the things that it talked about in terms of codependency is that there were five ways that people can be abused or that children are abused. Of course, the most obvious is sexual abuse. And sexual abuse does not necessarily even mean incest. It could be fondling. It could be making fun of. It could be teaching children things about sex before they're really ready to handle it, having them see things that is not age appropriate. You have intellectual abuse. It's when you say to your kids, what are you, stupid? You're dumb. You don't know anything. I'm not going to give that project for you. You're just going to mess it up because you're stupid. That's intellectual abuse. You've got emotional abuse, okay? Emotional abuse is, you know, you make me so angry, and who said you have the right to feel a feeling, okay? So there's that. You have, spiritual abuse. Okay, so spiritual abuse is I set myself up to be the God in your life. I'm all important and all. I brought you into this life. I could take you out. That's a spiritual abuse statement. Okay, and of course, physical abuse, slapping, hitting, hair pulling, burning. Those, you know, going to bed without dinner. Those kinds of things. Physical abuse. So religion, supporting your children spiritually and or in religious development is an important aspect of parenting. And then the last thing on here is safety, making sure that your child is safe, protecting them, aware of their activities and their friends. Call me when you get there. I want to know who your friends are. I want to know the activities that you're doing. I want to make sure you wear a helmet when you're on the bike. I want to be sure that you are safe. Make sure you wear your seatbelt. You know, all of those things. So it's important as a parent to make sure your children are safe. And sometimes we go overboard with that. So we become germophobes. And, you know, a little bit of germ is not necessarily a bad thing for our kids. They need to build up some antibodies. Have them go play in the mud. It's actually one of the healthiest things you could do for your kids. Go outside, play in the mud, make mud pies. It's a good thing. So there are a number of things here that are important. So I'm going to take another little quick commercial break, and I will come back and wrap up these things about being good, healthy parents. so that you have healthy, successful children. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for the program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I've been talking about parenting skills. So, you know, when we are parents, really the idea is not to necessarily, we could be friendly parents, but our job is to be a parent. We want our children to reach their potential and to be a contributing member of society. And that is our job as a parent, to help them reach those goals. It's really important to focus more on your child's positive behaviors than negative behaviors. Teach them empathy, focusing on the needs of others. So the only way you're going to do that is put down the gadgets and let's be with other people. Don't shout at your children. Learn good communication skills and demonstrate that in terms of your relationship with your spouse or significant other so that they see we have good communication skills and I'm going to communicate in a very useful way to my children. I'm not going to scream at them, threaten them. If I'm aggravated, I need to give myself a timeout. I need to take control, know what I'm going to do. Important to give your children responsibilities around the house. And like I said, that triangulation, you need to have a good, strong relationship with your significant other and or spouse. Teach your children to view challenges in a positive way so that, okay, you've got an opportunity here. What is it you can learn? What's the challenge? How can we overcome it? Teach your children to do things themselves. Don't take the responsibility because you want to make their life easier. Give your children good skills, coping skills. Ask them, how do you think you're going to solve this problem? Try refrain from saying things like, well, you're too young for that. Because if the child wants to do something, you know, I want to cook. Okay. All right. I know you're 7. Let's make some scrambled eggs. We could do that. I'm going to be watching you. I'm going to help you. Okay. So, allow them sort of to explore their own universe. Have them develop social skills, making eye contact, shaking hands, not interrupting, saying please, saying thank you, using manners, cooperating, being polite, disagreeing respectfully, identifying other people's feelings, sharing, asking for help, all important skills. Guide your children without controlling them and without micromanaging them. So you don't need to be an authoritarian and you don't need to be permissive. You need to be authoritative. So, you know, this is how we do it. And that's how we're going to do it. I'm not going to yell at you. And we have discipline in our home and bedtime is a particular hour. And Mom and I agree on that. Dad and I agree on that. That's the way it's going to go. And again, show them affection, appreciation, hug them. Important. And manage your own stress because it is very stressful in general. Being a parent and not being a parent. Life is stressful. So if you don't know how to manage your own stress, you're not going to teach your children how to manage their stress. If you don't know how to communicate well, you're not going to teach your children how to communicate well. I can only teach what I know. I can only do what I know. And I have the ability to learn if what I'm doing is not working out. So I'm Ruth Altam, your role, your host for Counselors Chat. I do hope that this was useful. You can always Google parenting skills. That's, you know, part of what I did. And just used it as a little tickler file for me. But there are plenty of things on how to be a good parent. And so please do that. Be aware of your own style and what you do with your kids. And you can always make changes if things are not working. Remember, you don't need to be their parent, their friend. You need to be their parent. They have friends at school. You can be a friendly parent. But your job is to be a parent when you have children. So, again, I'm Ruth Altam, your role, your host for Counselors Chat. Please follow Counselors Chat on Facebook and find out more about what I do at www.alterolcounselor.com, not net, .com, alterol, 2 L's, counselor.com. If you'd like to call me, 908-237-2899, I'd love to hear from you, set up an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list, and I will be back next week with Counselors Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories.
All right.
We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful
day. I think I do. I think I finally got it.
Ta-da. Ta-da.
Do you want me to put the news on?
Yeah, can you go look at it for me?
That'd be
awesome. Super duper.
All right, where is it? Let me get that. here. Where's the thing?
Minimize that. There you go. Top left. Boom.
Okay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Yep.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address the crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hiring 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's a message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq.